Simon Yud Gimel, and we did Sif Gimel, but we're holding just starting the Mishabrus. We're holding Sif Katan Yud. So a person realized in Shabbos that the talus that he's wearing is possible. So what's the learner? Ben Shenitzik Lo Gam Keren Atalus the Nasis Basholish. So whether the situation was that the Keren tore also, so the Keren tore, so then it comes out that the Begad is the Bashol is not Chayv and Tzitzis. Or the Tzitzis tore off and the Begad is still Chayv. And Rafil Oye Kvar Posel Mishor Shayotim Ebesot. Really, he realizes now that this was a problem when he walked out the door. It didn't happen now in the streets. Since when he put it on, it wasn't, he made a decision to wear this, it, knowing that it's wrong. Then it's not our responsibility to take care of his kavanah bris, he shouldn't have put it on. But he didn't know. So we're not going to give him a kanas. The goal of kavanah bris, which will override the siddur rabbanan. Now, if people tell us you go to Shalom or Shainon or Noeg in Lubbish, we don't wear it the whole day. It's not like it's the garments. This is your coat, so this is your jacket, this is your shirt. It's a special garment for tefillah. And therefore, well, like a busy basim, so not wearing it is not a bizoyan. So even if it's not a bizoyan at all, so the first opinion Shabur quotes says the mice of talus, once they were matter, they weren't mechayiv to take off the talus. Now, it's interesting, later on, Mr. Brewer points out it's a Gnai Kata. Over here, it's not a Gnai at all, but later on, he calls it a Gnai Kata. First rule, Kivager, Bechidusha, Mephaklik, was that Kivager is not convinced that this Samora that he's saying over here, which he's quoting from, I'm not getting it wrong. If it's not bizarre at all, why should we be matter? In other words, if Chazal specifically were matter this items, one thing they said, go to come out of Brius. Okay. Fine. So he said, the remark came along and said, so the case of the Machaber was the talus gadol, which was worn as the garment for the person. That's a big bizoyan. Talus cut and talus begadov, he doesn't have to take that off either. So, why is that? So, like we pointed out yesterday, you can't tell afterwards that he's not wearing it, so there's no bizarre involvement at all. But the answer is, but the act of taking it off in the middle of the street is very, very embarrassing. So even though it's not going to be an ongoing bizoyan, but that moment of bizoyan also is not mechuyav to do.
That one is still somewhere with that one in the case. And he gets back to his house, he should take that off right away.
That's another thing. Correct. We imagine the entire people together. Okay. So he saw that one of the tzitzis of the towels is missing. It's uncomfortable to sit without the towels. He can wear it without a bra. He can wear it without making a bracha. Pirish. Bein shabol. He said, "Kenas is a brocha." The little boy should tell his son. Came to shul. He wants to wear his towels. Cut him a bishol. So he motzah tzitzis psulim. Again, it's only a tov on Shabbos. He realized his tzitzis are posel. Mizbaish leishib rabim. Bli towels. It's a very comfortable to sit there without a towel. He wears towels every day, and puts days not wearing a towel, it's uncomfortable. The mutter lo lovshe b'li bracha, you put on a bracha. Bein em rabbi emsa the bishasa shenitzu kolot tzitzis. Or he realizes as he's wearing it that there's a problem. Kam kein tzarech lazir, you don't take it off. Okay, v'ayin b'chreidim shizkimul the kol toli b'rotz and ish halovish. Imu misbayish yachol lo bush b'li bracha. And we made misbayish ein kan heter the kavan abriyis. It doesn't bother you, so there's no heter.
So in order to attain that
okay. You'd give up. You're able to wear without a bracha. You can only do that. Now, if I'm going to be on Shabbos, it's a psulim. Also, the love should be Shabbos. The hand of this is going to be asmal. Achim shachach yesh lahakal. He realized he's planted care, but then he forgot. So then you can be mekel. See, he mentioned that idea before also. He can wear the towels in shul, even though it's just a question of not sitting without a towel. So mitzvah, it's not. There's no. It's not unclothed, etc. But it's uncomfortable to sit without a towel. When he normally wears one, so that's also mutter. No, but with afkim ein yochel hasing basically a towel shul. We can borrow a towel. Borrow a towel. So you have no excuse to wear this bag without sitzes. Came along and said, it's all talking about on Shabbos, because you can't make sense on Shabbos. The Daf give a Shabbos. So the Mishmur is a cotton test. Pirish. Pish of a Shabbos, less a rock, Isid Rabbanon, canal. All you have is an Isid Rabbanon. You can't make sense of this. So, at worst, you're dealing with an Isid Rabbanon, wearing it out to a caramel. So, for that, was the Kavan Rishis Doich. Abba Bechol, Shu Oivral Isir Tara Bechol Shah, the Kumba Sabre Sitzes, there's the command put in Sitzes, and every single moment he's ignoring that command. So he's being, here he's dealing with a Deraisa. Now with the Drabana. So you want to call it a Rias, Timata the Deraisa. Now, Mr. Torah, I feel a rock is the Shev Al Tasa, but it's only Shev Al Tasa. He's not actively transgressing. He's passively transgressing. The Shev Al Tasa, Kazesh, Shumanei is Atzim and Mitzvah. He's not doing the Mitzvah. Ein Nichol Menei Kvadabriyis. Kvadabriyis will not override an Issa the Raisa, even a Shev Al Tasa. Except, like you mentioned yesterday, in Loi Beganai Godel. Beganai Godel, and Issa the Raisa, B'Shev Al Tasa is Mutter. And also, little bush talus gadol kishurayish mitzitzes. So you can't put on the talus gadol on the weekdays without tzitzes. The leisha b'li talus really there are more the hurak b'klal ganai katan. Since when Mishmar calls it, it's a ganai katan, like he said before. We let you on Shabbos put on this bag without tzitzes because it's uncomfortable. It's a ganai katan. It's not a ganai gadol. So you're not giving out to him to be over this at the rise of not putting in tzitzis because of a ganai katan.
Okay,
person is wearing his towels outside in the street on a weekday. He realizes that one of the citizens tore off. Sark down came the posture take. You have to take up the towels. There's no name of Pshita's towels. Godel, Meshuk, who Gam came rock. And I caught that. It wasn't like he left without clothing. Still has clothing on. He doesn't have the towels. So that's not a good night, Godel. Right. So then you're carrying it, a problem. But here it's talking about that it's a weekday. So no problem with the carrying tzitzit. The problem is you're not doing it to putting in tzitzit.
Right.
So take up the towels.
Right.
See, discussed inside the shul. Now he's discussing in the street. Now, Omnam. If you say Gnes is not a loish, Acha should quare lovish be hatal the talus. Acha is sincere to pursue. He put it on, then he realizes the one that senses is missing. However, in a kind of a kill and then circle posture take him. The shul of they hold the kiyum and shubur rabim basic nesses a pshita who ganai biyoser. That's one interesting like author.
Let's continue in Rama.
Here we have one. Rama says. I'm sorry. What's the place? The shul who ganai biyoser. Rock yamar lele from the base. Take it off outside, in a different place. That's what they say. So who's that? That's their time and the artist of time. Pretty two heavyweights. The Yechaim is the Nesivus. The Chav is Das, if you're a Chassidish. Yeah, the Chav is the Malbim. What he brings, the Chayot of Machrim is the Asilu, the Hapshotas, tells God who rock and I caught it. The Malavochi, Derek Benyotam, leave Shek Tomei, the Talos Mesa Knesses. It's a little comfortable, little dive, and all of a sudden I can take them with towels. You know, this is down without a towel. It's not the end of the world. So, even though he's sitting in the shul, let's take it off. So we have a Derech HaChaim and Arches Chaim on one side. We have a Chayolim and a Prima Gadim on the other side. Okay, man, Ochel Lasses says, so Eitzah Shekosin, but save Arches HaChaim. So what's the Eitzah? The Eitzah like this. Yafkirano, you're only Chayim and Sitzah, a beggar that belongs to you. So let me just say, why are we being Mako and allowing you on a weekday to be over the Mitzvah, say the Eitzah, putting in Sitzah, be Mafkin a beggar? Then you wear it. Those put a lot of melasses but sitzes. He said the rice level for sure you're not having sitzes anymore. If you heal the base, so yaks are at least good point. Later on you'll be cutting it again and put in sitzes. So that was the eighth of the artists of Khan. Now, the point of the Chaim when he says Yafkirenu is that it's in order to get yourself out of this machlokes, is what you're supposed to do. Say it's his name after it. Let's say what he would say, Rabbi Masek, everybody holds that's what to continue to wear. It's considered a Ganai Godel. It's the only thing you bring up here is the rice, so you're not going to take it off. I'm not going to take it off either. Because this situation, the Gnai Gadol is machted the Nisa Dereis. Mishay Baltas. But over here we have Machloikas, how we look at this thing. Whether it's a Gnai Gadol or Gnai Kotel. So now we have Machloikas, what to do, what you're going to do. So then we use the Eitzel of being Machgrin.
But in the case of the Gnai Gadol, we'd rather let the Gnai Gadol override this. It's a stupid Mishay Baltas than having Machgrin that would seem to avoid the problem entirely.
Sure, but you're not clear to. I mean, mafker means to know what you have to. I have to announce in front of three people that's after. I'm running a risk. Just as, really? I love your talus. I don't know. I'm going to do that. Okay. I'm not gonna rum shamas the masha hikmer machra mobakol. You have to take it off. The way Kaya Masha Kosa Batila, I feel it tells Kosa. The Talis Kosa named Noidaloy Shatitan's Psulim. They should gnai gadol the poshtoi and tachas begadav beimis a ganes is beim beradav in tzarch the poshtoi. See, even on a weekday, which you can make tzitzis, you'd be over b'shev al tassim and we're not putting in tzitzis. So gnai gadol, it's mutter, even though it's only momentarily. It's a momentary gnai gadol, but it's a gnai gadol. Guy says I'm on the shul, so it's unbuttoning the shirt to pull up a tzitzis. I mean, you know. Yeah. It's extremely uncomfortable. Same story of the posh. By Talis Gadol, which nowadays is the only way to serve mitzvahs, it's uncomfortable. It's not a good Gadol. So that we're not getting matter in the week.
Most important to us,
the Gadol, the Gadol, the Gadol, covered a breeze, I feel like Siddur Aisha, Shem Al Tasa. If you combine the fact that it's Shem Al Tasa, even though it's Siddur Aisha, Shem Al Tasa, then covered a breeze can be there.
And four times
I've circled Lamar Led on the base, so the base is the get out of there. If you stand on shul, leave the shul, go somewhere else where it's not embarrassing to take it off and get it off. After oysters, basic of davening or whatever it is, so you throw up whatever you're doing and you leave. So you cannot be mafted when you serve the rice. Even Shem Al Tazi, you serve the rice because you want to do a mitzvah of davening with the zebra. Get out of there. Fine. Al Shabbos ain't circling our lots of mitzvahs. Kol shos be mitzvah. I'm not going to run out right away because remember, Shabbos bets him not to do anything wrong. He's inside of the building. There's no problem with saw on that. So you don't have the hutzah problem. Not putting in tzitzis. I can't. Not allowed to put in tzitzis on Shabbos. I'm not doing anything wrong with that either. So it doesn't have. It's not really with any ceramic or anything. So you don't have to run away to go somewhere else if you're involved in the mitzvah. Stam shmuzing, excuse me, you know, get this bag off of you instead of time to hang around shmuzing.
Because regardless of them,
Person notices the guy sits his tour. So I go to the government and say, you know, by the way, your tits is torn. I says, now what do I do? Middle shul, I can take my Talis Gadol. So, tell him what he gets home. So what do you do? What does that mean? Hannah, she ran all over the base. So, you know, I heard I need you at home. Someone came up and said, whoa. Okay. He runs out to go to the house and says, by the way, I want to just tell you that your tits is impossible. But you come to go home.
But you don't tell him why.
So you tell him he has to deal with it.
So you tell him leave shul early?
She said in the Shabbos, you're not mechayev to leave early. Let me tell you, you're mechayev to leave early.
Shabbos is not mechayev to leave early?
No. Or a place where he can take it off. So the Mora has this case in regards to a case of a Kohen who's sleeping and somebody dies in the building. Right? So he's sleeping. See, he's asleep without clothing. So you wake him up and tell him, you know, he's a mason in that building. He's got to run outside right there. He can't stay outside anymore. You tell him that, it's really important to get, you know, somebody's waiting for you outside to get dressed. And then once he's dressed, by the way, there's a mason building, so he runs outside. So.
I don't know what to make of this as a wholesome at all. It puzzled me. Exactly what the line principle. But type is very limited. It refers to you, on the spiritual level. Whatever happens,
on a weekday. We would tell you to after it. We could look at the rest of the time. We should do that.
What could possibly be the law for
receiving that he can't do that? But according to the Cheshire, we're saying that only, we only apply the rest of the time to swear being after it. In case there's a Makhloikis, what to do. So we don't want you to, we sort of circumvent the Makhloikis by being after it. Otherwise, you don't want to do after it. You don't want to do after it. Whatever time we have, we'll have it. You don't want to do after it.
In
case of a weekday, so as soon, if he will run out, it's like he's supposed to immediately. So that's fine.
By a wall. So when the roof is next to the wall.
I think that's correct. I think so. Rebbe Chaim Hirschman is good. He says the yom of the of the base. The hand of she great love of the base. Mishum yom of the shen shifts tenu. Because I'm going to run the main tzitzis beir. Didn't make chalkum on Shabbos. There's no tzitzis available. So then I'm an honest. I can't put on tzitzis. So then the we would deal with the weekday the same we deal with Shabbos. He's an honest. Wouldn't tell us when Chiv Rachman Rabbanu here in Shul like a Shashim Yom didn't have a Chalak Mabah Shabbos. A similar case in case where the Shul Talos was not yours, you buy it for more than 30 days, it looks like yours, so you're Mechiv to put in Sitzes. They're Rabbanu. So there we're not going to differentiate between the weekdays and Shabbos. Same, all of the different things which are going to allow it. Over here on Shabbos, if you can't make sense, if the talis is only chayv mirabbanan, we would theoretically allow. Talis mechuyav rak mirabbanan and shula hashashim yom. So the rabbanan kavod abrius is deichel the rabbanan. So he would not be mechuyav to put in even a weekday. He would not be mechuyav. This bag is only chayv the rabbanan. So the cover of Bria would be doing for that. Key of the Rabbanan. Yeah. Okay. Simi Yudalot. Tini Tishin should also on any Yehudi Menashe Metalashu. So we're talking about the laws of making sit. to, which we, I can't tell you. I understand the order of simonim perfectly. Simi Alf talk about what type of begadim rechaim tzitzis. Talk about how you make the tzitzis. Right. Does that make sense? Since Simi Yigim will discuss, okay, well, certain things pass on the tzitzis. Simi Yigim says, okay, what about if that happened on Shabbos? Wow. Now we're getting back to our original conversation of how you make tzitzis. So tzitzis are saw in any Yehudi pass. The tzitzis are made by a non-Jew. The apostle should see the very Ben Yisrael. Parshas Tzitzis would tell the Jews. However, even women are not chayim and tzitzis themselves, the kosher to make tzitzis. Hagor. Some say, no, it has to be done by men. The time last is the Kaelin Chadchila. It's proper. The Chadchila used to have men making the tzitzis and not women. Okay, so the Mishabur Shah saw on. The guy made them. Here, Shatil Malek, making them means putting them into the bag. So we discussed before the Div Oymen Al Gabov. If the Yisrael is there, over, watching over him, and reminding him constantly, you know, think Lishma, think Lishma, think Lishma. Right? Nushim Zug, Lishayim Atzizitza, right? Take the show. By God, it's possible, even if the Yisrael is sitting there, Mlandei Ola Asus Lishma, the saying to the guy, do it, Lishayim Tzitzit, do it, Lishayim Tzitzit. Still possible. Either Im Tzavon, any Yehudi, or Shazora. The guy is involved in early steps of the process. The Tavia, making it to the threads, or the Shazira, which is then, then making multiple ply, multiple cords together. So that, boyfriend said, Koshal Arush. Koshal Koshal Leab Simeon Aleph. Sif Bates. That the Rush would accept. Koshal Koshal Leab Simeon Aleph. Sif Bates. So the Daf came to Chavah B'Knaf. If the guy's contribution was putting it through the hole. I also Chulio Akash Arishan. He made the first knot, or he made the first kriecha wrapping it around. That's a problem. What's the reason for my number? What would it be if the putting it through the Jew did? The making the Chulio, which is the wrapping it around, the Jew did. The tying it up, the Jew did. Then, when you do the gomer shara kliyus haksharim the enarak the mitzvah ba'alma kosh. So the guy finished up the rest of the process. So even though the guy finished up the rest of the process, as long as he still did the ikar din of how to make it, the rest of it is mitzvah ba'alma betzim, mitzvah ba'alma. So it's kosher. The women are kosher. Some because they're bringing Yisrael. Some say lahatzur anoshim, it has to be men. I feel oymer al gabon lemahani. I mean, he did get a drink, so just bear with me 1 second. I'll pause this.